to keep the feel of 1960 style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help the passerby. And at dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. The catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher boots religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows the drink affects his speed, he's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants. And the confession of the bench, life outside the diamond is a wrench. I wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love, my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the song we love until this day. He settled for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour.
Happy with each other. sure she cries at the news, but doesn't really. Cause it's too much fun, there's too much time, and too much plastic money to be made.
One more thing before your interview. Can I have your address, please?
I live on Main Street.
I need your exact address.
I live on Main Street.
Oh.
No job, no home. And no home, no job. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
Hello, you are listening to CGSF 90.1 FM with Katie. I'm your host, and we're doing our acoustic session today. I just gave you my beautiful music sandwich of my personal taste and some CGSF library stuff. We had Piazza New York Catcher, and then This Pabst Blue Ribbon by Bicentennial Drug Lord. And then we just ended that off with Didn't Know What I Was In For by Better Oblivion Community Center, which is one of Phoebe Bridgers' many projects. Sorry, I had a lot of coffee today. It's not good. I don't even know. It's too much for me. I don't even think I need coffee, but it's okay. I did today. But, yeah, so we had that lovely little combination. I really adore Phoebe Bridgers, the way that she tells a story, like in this song, how it just slowly unfolds and we get to know this person who's singing and who's just like in this fake world of like rich people. And I don't know, I think she tells a story in just such a vivid visual way. You know, I'm just imagining her, you know, folding towels for these people who don't care about what's going on in the world. Yeah, I just think she tells a beautiful story. And I also, I don't know if she's still listening, but I wanted to give a shout out to Rachel, who's been texting in. She's like one of my best friends, and she appreciated the Juno shout out. And also, she's the one that I stayed with in Montreal when I went to Leonard Cohen's house. And she's actually cursed by Leonard Cohen. So if you want to hear more about the curse of Leonard Cohen, I bet you can still find it. She wrote out the whole story on Reddit. But anyways, we're going to continue on with our acoustic session of the Katie Open Mic with What I Wanted by McKay. I'm always going back to this artist for the recitation. I think it's just, well, you'll see. Enjoy.
Thank you. tiny flower I'm jumping over. One tiny flower I'm jumping over. One tiny flower I'm jumping over. A wheel rolling to a stop.
This is CGSF 90.1. We're getting close to the end, so I just gotta chime in and chat with you before I must leave you. So we were just listening to What I Wanted by McKay, and then Not by Grumpy, and then now what we're listening to is One Tiny Flower by Jeff Tweedy. I found the band Grumpy really interesting because I saw some stuff online about how they refer to their music as like clown music or something about like making ugliness into art, and I didn't understand that at first. Just listening to the song, I thought, no, this is really deep and really sad. And then I read some lyrics and I realized that it's like, it's clown music because it's like you're making a fool of yourself because it's so honest. It's talking about like, there's this line like, you start by inching back because the doubt came out again, so I double down and you get overwhelmed. I reach out to reinforce instead of giving you space, but now it's too late. And I think I kind of like the idea of like being vulnerable as being a clown. I kind of, because that just, it's so realistic. I love it. But oh my gosh, time is running away from us, because the last song I'm going to play, I'm so excited, guys. It is 6 minutes long, but it's so incredible. It's just like feels so different from anything I've ever heard, especially with new stuff coming out. It starts out with some Swedish cow calls. It's this band called The New Eves by... It's called The New Eves, and the song is called Cow Song. And they talk about how they, like, with their band, they're, like, creating their own mythology. And I find that so exciting. And just, yeah, I think it's the perfect way to end this amazing acoustic session. And the next up, we have Department Uno with Connor, a bunch more epic music will be coming your way. But now I gotta leave. I'll see you next week. This has been Katie on the open mic. Love ya.